The show that will be open to the public from January the 19th to January 27th features more than 500 vehicles from over 40 famous automakers from all over the world. The media preview started with the announcement of the 2013 North American Car and North American Truck Utility of the Year, industry awards decided by a jury of 49. General Motors Corp's Cadillac ATS and Chrysler's Ram 1500 won the awards respectively. Roald Albers, executive director of the North American International Auto Show, says confidence has been restored in the U.S. auto sales due to the market rebound in 2012.
From the standpoint of the show, you have to understand we're coming back after 4 years of some tough economy in the U.S., and this strength that we're seeing in the rebound and the comeback for Detroit and for the industry and suppliers is great. I think a combination of the efficiencies and what the manufacturers are doing and actually getting more in tune with the consumer, along with the ability of the consumer to buy in the U.S. and the economy improving, I think we could hit 15 million cars.
New energy vehicles are still popular at the show. Meanwhile, consumers have shown high demand for sports cars, limousines, and pickups as the economy began to recover and the price of oil fell. As a result, automakers are paying more attention to exterior and interior designs as well as technology. Chevy's new next-generation C7 Corvette, one of the most attractive new models, made its debut. Mark Roos is the president of General Motors North America.
I think the architecture, the use of materials and the way those materials are blended is very unique. I think it's in mass production. And I think the mass production of, again, carbon fiber, the painting of that, the use in the base car is very special.
The annual auto show is North America's largest and provides the public with a great opportunity to preview new and concept vehicles. Guangzhou Automobile Group, or GAC Motor, is one of China's several state-owned automotive enterprises and runs manufacturing and sales joint ventures with Toyota Motor Corp, Honda Motor Company, and Fiat. It is the first time for the company based in the southern China industrial city of Guangzhou to take part in the Detroit Auto Show. GAC Motor exhibits several newly developed cars, including three green vehicles, a four-wheel drive hybrid sedan called Trumpchi, which is ready for mass production, an electric SUV prototype dubbed Trumpchi GS5, and range-extended electric hybrid E-Jet, a concept car. For CRI, I'm Zhang Wan.